The way that Don and the team over at CCS and I look at this is that is wraparound support. And so we want to ensure that we are providing and we're creating support structures for the Detroit students who potentially have access to this scholarship. And one of the questions that I had for the team over at CCS was, well, how will Detroit students find out about this scholarship? What's the marketing behind it? How are you attracting Detroit students to CCS? And they have a wonderful lineup of programs, one of which is the pre-college program, where students are able to enjoy, I believe, Don can correct me if I'm wrong, a 3-week experience, an on-campus experience. They have the ability to earn college credits. And so it was very important because that is a pathway and a pipeline that CCS is building for Detroit students and students from all over. And so we wanted to be able to ensure that students from Detroit also had access to receiving scholarships to attend that pre-college program as a pipeline and a pathway into the College for Creative Studies.
That's a really great point, Jasmine. And that actually, the Gilbert Family Foundation funds 16 students each summer for the pre-college program. And that 3-week experience is very magical to students. And it really provides a jumping off point for students to see what they can do in the art and design world. And then also get them connected to CCS. And then with the Gilbert Family Foundation Scholar now, we actually have more resources to have many of those students stay on and go to CCS for college. And so that seamless transition from high school to college is really important. And as Jasmine said, the wraparound support, and that's something that's really important for all of our students, but certainly starting in pre-college to make sure that students feel supported and included and really learn about all the great majors and careers you can have in the art and design world.
And it's so interesting. I hear that and I instantly think about myself. I also had the same experience growing up when I was in middle school. I had the opportunity to attend Michigan State for about a week or so. And afterwards, I knew that that's where I was going to go to school. So if we could explain a little bit more the importance of seeing yourself in new spaces.
Well, I would say as a native Detroiter myself and as a working at the Gilbert Family Foundation, our goal is really to address systemic barriers. And one of the ways that we do that in education is addressing these financial barriers. We know that in our partners at CCS that they are committed to diversifying their student population. They are committed to hosting and bringing world-class educational opportunities to Detroit in our hometown, and that's something that we're very proud of. And so for students who are from Detroit to be able to know that they have the opportunity, awareness is so important. And so the awareness that CCS is bringing through their wraparound programs, through their pre-college program, that these opportunities exist are critical for a student's success. And so hopefully we will see more diversity. We will see more students understanding and knowing that they can that they do have access to these opportunities despite the socioeconomic environments that you might come from, because this program and the scholarship is for students in financial need. And so for them to be able to see themselves at an institution like CCS is a dream of ours and a goal of ours, and that they have success through the support structures that CCS has set up at the college. And so that is the dream for every Detroit student, to believe and know that they have the opportunity to attend a great college like CCS.
And we also do, we have a program called Community Arts Partnership, and we do about 100 educational programs in Detroit each year. So we're connecting with students of all ages, and now having this great gift from the Gilbert Family Foundation, they can actually attend the pre-college and then learn about all the different things you can do to make a living as an artist or designer and see pathways, interact with artists and designers who are working in the field, and really being on campus for 3 weeks and being able to have access to our our great studios and labs and art classrooms. And so it really is just a wonderful gift that's going to make a big impact to a number of Detroit students. And I can't thank the Gilbert Family Foundation enough, and Dan and Jennifer for all the wonderful support that they've done. And it's a very exciting moment for CCS to be able to be part of this.
Don, I'm going to stick with you for this one. I just think about, once again, just talking about Detroit and the legacy, and Jasmine talking about being from the city as well. And just thinking about the prestige it is to go to CCS, I always think like, oh my gosh, you go to CCS. It's so, you know, it's amazing. It's so cool. Talk about this, the legacy of CCS in Detroit, of course, and just how you all continue to expand in the city.
But then number one is to continue to make it more affordable and access to a wider range of students, starting certainly in Detroit here. And that's one of our most important points of our new strategic plan, is to really make sure that we're student focused. And that means providing enough financial support to our students that need it to be able to attend CCS. The second thing is that CCS has been around since 1906, started as Society for Arts and Crafts. And then we also started to make the drawing of a car an art form because we're in the Motor City. So we have this great, really broad-based art and design education that, and fine arts education and crafts that allowing and providing support for Detroit students to be able to be part of this great history in Detroit and make new history as artists and designers. And we have recent alums from Detroit who have been able to do that. Our own Mario Moore, who is a great alum and artist. We want to be able to provide more opportunities so we can attract more students from Detroit. And this is a big, big step forward for us. And we couldn't do it without the wonderful support of the Gilbert Family Foundation.
Jasmine, my last question to you is, you know, being from the city of Detroit, I always ask people when they tell me that, what side are you from?
I love that, Tia. I so love that you asked that question. I am a West Sider. West Side.
I love that answer. Me too. I'm from the West Side. So I just like to know and just ask that question. But my question to you is, you know, being from the city of Detroit and being in this position to help in this way, what does it feel like to give back to the city of Detroit?
I'm grateful, thankful. It is such an honor to work for the Gilberts. And as a native Detroiter, having that firsthand experience, having experience with family members who are living in poverty or at or below poverty levels, and to be able to have this responsibility and this role, I don't take it lightly, to truly make an impact and build these thoughtful strategic partnerships with organizations like CCS and others, and also just ensuring as we invest in arts and culture that we're also investing in increasing access to arts and culture programming for Detroiters and impacting Detroit neighborhoods. And so it is definitely an honor that I don't take lightly, especially being a native Detroiter and working at a foundation that was founded in Detroit and is doing so much work to make an impact on my fellow Detroiters and residents, especially legacy residents as well. So I don't take it lightly, and it's a great honor to do this work.